Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L, Tate, T-A-T-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Tate as described in the reports listed above. Apparently, she is now a 60-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 8-11-11. Apparently, she fell in the room as she changed in the bus, as she was changing a bed. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her right knee and left shoulder, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including right knee surgery in 2012. Period. Since most recently evaluated here, she underwent 5 injections to the knee from Dr. Zook without help. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the knee. Period. The rest of that section is normal. New paragraph, as per the additional records supplied, she did receive an order approving settlement on 130.19 in the amount, scratch that, on 8.221 in the amount of 37.5% of the right leg. Period. She filed a reopener and supplied corresponding answers to reopen her interrogatories. Period. New paragraph, additional medical records show Ms. Tate was seen by Dr. Zook on 10-19-22 with pain in the right knee. Period. Her diagnosis was right knee primary osteoarthritis. Period. He learned she tripped over linen and fell directly onto the right knee on 8-11-11. Period. He noted her interim course of treatment, including a need for treatment evaluation by himself on 8-3-22. Period. He recommended cortisone injection followed by viscosupplementation injection. Period. On this visit, he did perform a corticosteroid injection. Period. She followed up on on 10-26-22, when an orthovisc injection was administered to the right knee. Period. New paragraph on 11-2-22. He performed large joint injection / arthrodesis for the diagnosis of primary osteoarthritis of the right knee. Period. This was repeated on 11-11-22 and 11-18-22. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she was markedly deconditioned with saggy adipose and other tissue consistent with her gastric bypass procedure and 100-pound weight loss. Period. Extremities upper. There was heel portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction was 140 degrees and flexion 155 degrees, both with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed bunions on both feet. Appeared there were fresh bruises on the shins and knees that she could not explain. Appeared there was swelling of the left knee and the same surgical scars as noted last time. Appeared and underline this, please insert those from the prior report. Her legs were shaven bilaterally, period. motion of the right knee was full with mild crepitus, but no tenderness. Period motion of the left knee was full with a click, but no tenderness or crepitus. Period motion of the hips and ankles was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that is normal. Modified provocative maneuvers of the knee were negative. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with an intelligent gait on the right, which was improved when using her cane. Appeared she could stand on her heels and toes. Appeared she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 40 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. On 8-11-11, Isabel Tate fell while at work. As noted in my prior report, to be marked. Period. She went on to have an extensive course of treatment. Period. She received an order-approving settlement on 1/30/19 and then reopened her claim. Period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zook, who administered corticosteroid and orthovisc injections for primary osteoarthritis. Period. She has not undergone any interim treatment for her left shoulder. Here any paragraphs, current exam. Found swelling of the left knee. Period. There was mild crepitus of the right knee with full range of motion. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had decreased active range of motion about the right shoulder, but provocative maneuvers there were also negative. Period. She did use a cane for ambulation with intelligence on the right. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be marked and inserted here.